Cuban singer Omara Portuondo has been performing for nearly 70 years. She's danced at Havana's famous Tropicana Cabaret in the 1950s. She sang with an all-female vocal quartet. She had a solo career and was the only woman in the Buena Vista Social Club. She began her latest world tour. It's being billed as her last kiss. NPR's Mandalita del Barco sat down with her in Los Angeles.
In 1996, Omara Portuondo was in a Havana recording studio working on an album, while upstairs, American musician Ry Cooder was laying down tracks for the Buena Vista Social Club. Portuondo was invited to come up and sing a duet with then 89-year-old Compay Segundo.
El amor que ya pasa solo se ve recordar.
This was a live recording without rehearsal. One take. It's unbelievable.
Cuban band leader Juan de Marcos Gonzalez had scouted the group of veteran musicians for the project.
I remember that once Mr. Ry Cooder told me, well, Omara is the Cuban Saraboan. And I said to him, no, Saraboan was the American Omara Portuondo.
Now 88 years old, Portuondo sometimes sings her answers to questions about her long career.
Por eso yo soy cubana. Y me muero siendo cubana. Eso sí es verdad.
I'm Cuban and I'll die Cuban, she sings from her downtown L.A. hotel room before a recent gig at the Regent Theater, where she had the audience clapping, dancing, and singing along.
Omara is the most important singer in our culture.
Cuban pianist Roberto Fonseca is performing with Portuondo on this world tour.
She is able to do any kind of style, from the Afro-Cuban style, Latin jazz, jazz, boleros, rumba. The audience, the public, they are crying, smiling, dancing. All the time she's making jokes.
Yeah, she's flirting with the audience the whole time.
Alicia Adams is International Program Director for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. She recalls seeing Portuondo peeking out from beneath the curtain to wave to her fans during the center's Cuban Arts Festival last year. Adams says the singer has always been a cultural ambassador in good times and bad.
She spans before the revolution and after the revolution, from before when there was much more ability to go back and forth until later years after the revolution, when things were not so easy in terms of that kind of travel.
Unlike some other Cuban musicians, Portuondo chose not to defect to the U.S.
Voy y vuelo.
She says she comes and goes from her home in Cuba as she likes, pretty much like her father, Bartolo Portuondo. He'd been a black professional infielder for both the Cuban League and the Negro Leagues in the U.S.
Oh, buen jugador, muy, muy bueno. Buenísimo.
He was a great baseball player, she says. Her mother, who was white, scandalized her upper-class family by marrying him. Portuondo says when she was a little girl, she dreamed of being a ballet dancer. But in those days, she says, you could only dance ballet if you were white. Instead, she and her sister Aide danced and sang at Havana's famous Tropicana. In 1945, the sisters formed a quartet with two other women. Cuarteto de Aida even backed Nat King Cole when he performed in Havana. Portuondo sang with the quartet for 15 years before launching a solo career. She was part of what in Cuba came to be known as the Movimiento Feeling, the feeling movement, singers who interpret lyrics with great emotion.
Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperando. Y tú contestando, quizás, 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 estás perdiendo el tiempo, pensando, pensando.
Portuondo remained a star in Cuba, but it was the Buena Vista Social Club that introduced her to an even bigger audience in the U.S. and around the world. Despite her age, she's continued to tour. Juan de Marcos Gonzalez says the idea of this latest series of performances being her last kiss is just a marketing ploy.
No, she is going to die on the stage. That's what she wants. She's the Cuban diva.
No. Me falta. Lo que me queda por vivir será en sonrisa y a cantar también.
Omara Portuondo says this is not goodbye. What I have left to live for, she sings, are smiles and singing.
Me queda tiempo todavía.
She says, I still have time.
Lo que me queda por vivir será en sonrisa, porque el dolor yo de mi vida lo he borrado. Lo que me queda por vivir será entre dicha, porque el sufrir que me tocaba lo he agotado.
Mandalita al barco, NPR News.
¿Cuánto me queda? Yo no sé, ni me interesa descubrirlo. Si es mucho o poco, no lo sé, solo me importa...